You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is NFL Fantasy Live on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
Rodgers, lots of time. Looks, winds up, rainbows deep down the middle. Jordy Nelson, touchdown on the post. 55 yards. A beautiful Christmas rainbow.
If you like the NFL, you're going to like NFL Fantasy Live, featuring the experts of NFL.com.
Hasselbeck throwing deep down the middle, looking for Cook. He's got it. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Titans! That's 55 yards. Jared Cook.
Yates takes the snap. Here's a gift to Foster, running to the left side, across the five, walks in, touchdown, Houston! 9-yard TD run for Arian Foster to get the Texans on the board first.
Here are your hosts, Michael Fabiano and Elliot Harrison.
NFL Fantasy Live, every Wednesday, 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. I'm Elliot Harrison, joined, as always, by NFL.com fantasy editor, not just writer, fantasy editor. Michael Fabiano, what is going on out there with all of you, and what's going on with you, Michael Fabiano, specifically?
You know, last week, Elliot, Elliot and I have both been working like 6 days a week since August, and it's almost time to breathe. Almost time to breathe, but we've enjoyed every minute of it, and hopefully everyone out there took home a fantasy championship this season, and if not, made the playoffs, at least had some fun with it. And man, I'm already looking forward to what's going to happen in 2012. Where do I draft Adrian Peterson? Where do I take my first quarterback? But there are still people out there playing in week 17, which I never understood why people would do that, because there's so many players that got you into the playoffs and into the championship that you potentially won't have this week.
If I said probably that 15% of all fantasy football leagues are active in week 17, am I high or low?
It's ballpark. It's close.
That's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. But the big reason why, of course, that you don't play fantasy football in week 17 is because of the reasons that
situations we're facing right now.
Aaron Rodgers, and he's probably not going to play a lot, if any, at all against the Detroit Lions this weekend. That is a situation that, to me, would make me want to play my championships in week 16 and not even think of week 17. How would you like it if you were the St. Louis Cardinals, okay, and you made it through the wild card round, you made it through the NLCS, you got to the World Series, and you couldn't play Albert Pujols, who's now with the Angels, but I'm saying this year.
I hate that, by the way. I'm a Texas Rangers fan, unabashed Texas Rangers fan. I hate that. The Angels are like the evil empire, too.
Oh, don't let Adam Rank hear you say
that. I'm just saying.
I think the Angels are now at least the evil empire 3, because the Red Sox may be number 2.
Maybe so.
And honestly, the Yankees haven't done anything this year to improve their team, but that's another story altogether.
By the way, that Packers-Lions game is just a dud. It's a dud, because the Lions already clinched the playoffs.
Yep.
They clinched it by beating San Diego. Yep. You know, the NFC playoff picture, you know, there's not a lot going on there. You know, Atlanta actually clinched when Chicago lost.
So the NFL emails out a whole list of playoff scenarios. The AFC playoff scenarios take up 2.5 pages. The NFC
they're interesting.
Is like half a page. And so right now we're looking at clinched playoffs, Packers, Niners, Saints, Lions, Falcons. Niners clinch a first-round bye with a win, a tie, and a New Orleans loss, or a New Orleans loss. New Orleans clinches a first-round bye with a win, a San Francisco loss, or tie. Or a New Orleans tie and a San Francisco loss. The Giants and the Cowboys control their own destiny. As a Cowboys fan, Elliot, you are also a big-time Cowboys fan. I have no faith that the Cowboys are going to win that game. I think they get slaughtered because I'm a little pessimistic.
But you know what's
when
great
it comes to the boys.
But you know what's great for all the people that are alive in their fantasy playoffs and they're playing their Super Bowl in Week 17.
What's up?
Is that if you have Giants and Cowboys on your roster, you are pleased as punch.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot to play for.
No question about that.
Neither one of these defenses, particularly, I don't want to throw the Cowboys' run defense under the bus. They've been pretty solid, but the secondaries on both teams have struggled. The only reason why the Giants secondary did better last week is they had the great elixir known as Mark Sanchez.
No kidding.
But if you have a Cowboy or a Giant or multiple Cowboys and Giants on your roster, you're happy.
Let's look at the game, Z. Lions, Packers. You're shooting, basically, maybe
Titus Young plays the whole game.
Maybe for a quarter for some of the Packers, including Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. Titans, Houston, Texans. The Texans may rest some guys.
The Titans have a lot to play for.
Andre Johnson is going to maybe play 15 to 20 snaps in the game. So if you do play in Week 6, 17, you don't want to play him. He's clearly going to be limited. He's just trying to maybe shake some of the rust off. Indy Jacksonville, that's a toilet bowl right there if I ever heard one. Indy Jacksonville, what do they have, four or five wins between the two of them?
Absolutely. And if you go back to the Tennessee-Houston game just for a moment, you know, Tennessee has a lot to play for. They're trying to get that last wild card spot.
Yep.
Here's the problem. Don't you think Houston's defense is going to be a little bit fired up after letting Dan Orlovsky deep six them last week?
And you would think they want to go into the playoffs with a win, have a little bit of momentum going in, because a lot of people think they're a one-and-done team.
That's right. They look like it. And so Matt Hasselbeck is already a risky start, as is, for a fantasy championship.
I
wouldn't touch him. How about Chris Johnson?
It depends on if he's going to get out there and not be limited, because he's got that ankle injury. What a disappointment.
Would you roll with Nate Washington?
Yeah. Nate Washington's been pretty solid over the last few weeks.
Boy, he was fantasy dud.
He was fantasy doo-doo.
Yeah, for a
long
time.
In Pittsburgh and in Tennessee, and I didn't like him this year either, and he came out and played real well. Of course, that's going to change next season. Kenny Britt will be back, so Nate Washington won't have as big in terms of value in drafts as he did in the second half of the season when he was putting up some numbers. Jets, Dolphins. Jets need to win to try to make the playoffs, and the Dolphins are going to play to keep the Jets out. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that whatsoever. Chicago, Minnesota. Ugh.
That's
Josh McCown versus Christian Ponder with Toby Gerhardt and Khalil Bell in the backfield. And actually, those guys are good plays this week, because you know they're going to see the lion's share of the carry for both of those squads. So those are actually good plays. Khalil Bell and Gerhardt. And Gerhardt has actually been very good in the absence of Adrian Peterson. So
how about surprising? I mean, very surprising.
Yes.
I don't think anybody expected Toby Gerhardt to play the way he has in Peterson's stead.
And Toby Gerhardt is now a guy you have to draft next season because of what's going on with AD, whether or not he is going to start the season on the PUP list or he actually gets into training camp. I don't know that he's going to be ready for training camp. Gerhardt's going to be maybe one of the most valuable handcuffs in fantasy football if you do decide to roll the dice on Adrian Peterson. Bills, Patriots. Now, the Patriots, you're the reality guy here. You tell me.
I live in
a fantasy world.
New England's trying to clinch home field, and so this game absolutely means a lot to them.
Okay.
For Buffalo, you know, the funny thing with the Bills is everyone thought they were dead, that they had mailed it in, and they had been so bad. They started the season 5-2. They dropped to 5-9. You thought Denver would go in there and beat them, and they destroyed Denver. By the way, Bills' fantasy defense last week.
30 points.
Holy cow.
All those touchdowns.
And wasn't it against the Redskins up in Toronto? They had like a 24-pointer.
Yeah.
But in between?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
So you can play your Patriots with a lot of confidence. You can also play Ryan Fitzpatrick with a lot of confidence, because the Patriots are just awful against the pass. They have the worst rated defense in the league.
They've been 32nd all year.
Every week, the New England Patriots made Elliot Harrison's job and my job much easier.
Yes.
Who do I start at quarterback? Well, who's playing the Patriots? And that was perfect last week with Matt Moore, who had a phenomenal game. And
C.J. Spiller.
He helped me win a championship last week. C.J. Spiller's another guy. You start Stevie Johnson this week if you're still alive in Week 17. Let's move on to Washington and Philadelphia.
I'm going
to
stop you right there.
What about that?
This is a game that interests me, because are the Eagles just going to mail it in? I don't think so.
That's a question.
Well, against
LeSean McCoy hurt his ankle, remember?
Right. Now, if I'm the Eagles, I sit LeSean McCoy. Why risk anything?
Sure.
Let him go into the offseason healthy. However, they knew before they took the field in Arlington, they knew, or Grand Prairie, depending on how you specify, at Jerry World, they knew we're not in the playoffs, yet they played their butt off. And that game could have been a lot worse if Jason Avant hadn't fumbled the ball through the back of the end zone.
Yep.
I think the Eagles are going to be motivated to finish 8-8. I don't think Michael Vick is already on the record. He said, I don't want a bunch of turnover.
Sure.
Well, if you finish strong and you finish 8-8, you're not going to have that. So let's say you're rolling with DeSean Jackson or Jeremy Maclin or one of these guys. Now, McCoy, I'd be worried about because of his ankle situation.
That's something you have to watch right up until game time.
I know this game doesn't mean anything, but it's a division game. Mm-hmm. The Eagles and Redskins go at it every year, and I think the Eagles want to finish 8-8. I say you play your Eagles, Brent Celek, with confidence.
Without question, Brent Celek, if McCoy's active, obviously Michael Vick will play. I got to disagree with you on DeSean Jackson. I've been on his case all year long. I don't care. This guy, what is he going to have, a big game at the end of the season to help him get a contract? I mean, where has he been for 16 weeks? And look at this stat, Elliot. 3 career touchdowns in 7 career games against the Redskins. In those games, he's averaged 2 receptions and 42 yards in those games. I don't like DeSean Jackson. I understand where
you're
coming from.
Let me qualify. I'm just saying,
based on the numbers, you don't like him, but because he's going to play,
yes,
I understand.
I'm just saying, you know, look, if you're debating on benching any of these guys, whether it's the underachieving DeSean or a great player like LeSean McCoy, if you're debating it on the merits of, well, the Eagles have nothing to play for, therefore I should sit him, I say don't make that mistake.
Sure.
I think the Eagles want to finish 500. Yep.
Carolina, New Orleans, we've already said that New Orleans clinches a first-round bye with a win and a San Francisco loss or tie. Now, the scenario here is that both these teams play at 1 o'clock Eastern. So maybe a little scoreboard watching going on. If the Niners are smoking the Rams, well, then maybe in the second half, Sean Payton decides, Niners are up 45, whatever, I'm not playing Breeze and my guys in the second half. Again, a situation that you come into in Week 17 championships.
I think that's likely. The scenario that you just laid out, and here's why. In 2009, when the Saints had secured home field, they played Mark Brunell. Week 70, but Drew Brees was healthy. They rolled with some backups. Sean Payton is not averse to pulling his guys off the field and letting the backups come and play. And oh, by the way, this is where that whole running back by committee and wide receiver by committee really gets you, because the Saints have the depth to do that and still trot decent players out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you take Colston and Moore off the field, you got Devery Henderson and Robert Meacham.
And Robert Meacham could be like a great play this week because the guys ahead of him on the depth chart
are
being rested.
Reading my mind there.
Well, it's been 17 weeks, Harrison. I mean, I see you more than I see my family over the – you and Smith, both of you, over the last 17 weeks. It's like, you know, we're on the same radar. It took this long, but we're on the same.
I had to sit next to Jason on NFL Fantasy Live the last couple of days.
Yeah.
He wears that old English stuff, I think.
He does?
Yeah, very, very subtle. It's very faint.
Really?
It's very faint. By the way, we should talk about – we're talking about playoff scenarios.
Yeah.
We should talk about the playoff challenge on NFL.com.
Absolutely. Your fantasy season, if it ended early, well, you can still play fantasy, and my friend is going to tell you how.
I love that. I love how you tee me up for the most obvious read. Yes, I am reading this. Thought your NFL fantasy football season was over? It's not. With NFL.com Playoff Challenge, keep playing all the way to Super Bowl Sunday. It's free, easy to play, and you can win a trip to Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. That's a pretty cool place, by the way, to go watch
Super
Bowl.
I want to go, man. I don't even get to go.
We're going to have to hear this one again.
Nope.
Eight players, 4 rounds. Just pick who you think will perform best in their playoff matchup. Now, there's a caveat to this. If you say, let's just pretend that you think Jordy Nelson is going to be a beast in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Little different deal, because Jordy Nelson's going to have a bye.
Yep.
But here's where you're covered. Even though he doesn't play in week one, if you really think Jordy Nelson's going to go off, if you select him, if he plays in the divisional playoff and goes for 18 fantasy points, you actually get 36. You get double based on the merits that you started him for the wild card round.
Right, and that's a huge strategy in this game where – if you think Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are lock, stock, and barrel going back to the Super Bowl, you can play Aaron Rodgers and some of his teammates in the wild card round, even if they're not playing, which we know they're not, and still pick up double points in the divisional round, triple points in the conference round, and quadruple points in the Super Bowl. That's all part of the strategy. And that's why you have to pay close attention to what's going on in these games this week, because there is still a lot up in the air, especially in the AFC, as Elliot mentioned. One of those games, Baltimore-Cincinnati, right? So the Bengals are playing for a playoff
berth. Wild card spot. They're in.
And Baltimore is playing for a first-round bye.
That game is definitely, to me, the most intriguing game of the week. But, oh, by the way, if you want to call in, you've got some questions, you are involved in Week 17, or you want to ask Fabs about the playoff challenge, please don't ask me, because I need a graphing calculator to explain it to you. 888 XM Fantasy, 888-963-2682. Also, if you want to hit Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Facebook page and leave a question there, I like to peel a few questions sometimes off the Facebook page, especially if they're witty and cool. And then we have the Fantasy Canteen at 1. And we have Jason Smith from NFL Fantasy Live.
Adam Rank might join us as well. He might pop in. This is like a Seinfeld episode. We're just going to have pop-ins from NFL Fantasy Live talent all of our 2 hours here.
Do you think he'll come in with the Festivus poll?
Maybe.
Okay.
He might. Can I air some grievances?
Yeah.
I'd like to do that when that comes in. Another thing, too, because we always like to do this every week on NFL Fantasy Live, it's a theme. It's like when little Ralphie Parker had to write the theme about what he wanted for Christmas, and he wrote about the
Oh, you love this BB movie. Gun. Oh, my Lord, you love this movie.
Best Van Halen song. Van Halen is going to tour in 2012, and I'm going. Whenever they're in L.A., I'm going.
I think their tickets go on sale January 10th.
Yeah. I love Van Halen, and Elliot loves Van Halen, too. We're a couple of hairband nerds, as people have found out.
I don't even throw
show.
Van Halen into that hairband mix. They're a little early
for
that.
They're awesome.
But, by the way, we got to go to break.
Yeah, we do have to go to break, but let's talk a little bit about Van Halen.
I was going to see.
Let's talk a little bit about Hot for Teacher or fantasy football, whatever your heart desires.
I thought you were going to break into like Atomic Punk or some Van Halen song. You look like you're ready to.
I should take a video on my iPhone here of you doing air drums. And
that
post
sounds
it on
good.
Twitter though.
NFL Fantasy Live Series 210 XM 87. We'll be right back. NFL Fantasy Live Series 210 XM 87. I just got caught in the middle of a drum hit for Panama.
I'm going to tell you right now that the next break, I'm going to videotape you on my iPhone doing a drum solo with no drums. And post it onto Twitter.
Hey, man, I know what Alex is.
I've got to do that.
I know it. Panama, let me tell you, that is one of the
that's
best.
That's one of the best songs ever.
Best rock songs ever. Hits hard. It's great guitar. Awesome drum. The other thing, the underrated part about Van Halen is the singing. Michael Anthony, their old bass player, could sing. They could sing backup, and that was key. Their whole sound, they're kind of like Boston in that way.
Awesome. 1984, I remember being, what was I, 9 at that point. God, I'm getting old. I think I was 9 at that point, and I had the boombox and the cassette tape with an angel smoking a cigarette, and I don't know what the heck's going on, and I loved playing that CD, that cassette tape. It was unbelievable.
1984 came out in 83.
I would walk around listening to that on my little boombox, thinking I was a badass, you know?
That's great, man.
All the while, I just looked like an idiot.
But you know, that album did not go number one. It went all the way to 2. And if memory serves, Purple Rain was number one for 7 weeks by Prince.
That was huge.
And 1984, as popular album as it was, because it had Hot for Teacher, had Panama,
Jump.
Mm-hmm. It even had some lesser known ones like I'll Wait was a hit at the time. It didn't make it to number one. The first Van Halen album, again, if memory serves, I'm not on Wikipedia right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the first Van Halen album to go number one was 5150, which debuted at number one.
Which was Van Hagar.
Which was Van Hagar.
Yeah.
But there was so much
great album
anticipation for what is this band going to sound like with Sammy Hagar. And he had had that hit I Can't Drive 55 the year before.
I can't name another Hagar song, honestly, off the top of my head. Oh. I can't even name another one. I saw Van Hagar on the what's the Balance Tour. And I mean, they were great, but I never saw David Lee Roth with them. This is why I can't wait until they come to L.A. and rock out here. Me and Harrison will be definitely going to that. I think Jason Smith will probably join us, too. Let's get back to some NFL and some fantasy football here, Harrison.
You know, you're hoping some 50-year-old dudes sell out, you know, 50-year-old members of Van Halen sell out and play a good show, even if they have some beer bellies.
That's
but
right.
That said, you know, we're talking about the games, which games mean something, which games don't. So let's look at a couple of these matchups where you can play your guys with confidence because you know they're going to play. Now, I'm not saying that the matchup is great for these guys, but Oakland-San Diego. Carson Palmer.
The Raiders need to win in order to have any hope at winning a
AFC
division.
West.
And the Chargers have nothing to play for, but they want like heck to keep the Raiders out of the playoffs.
Oh, you bet. They're playing for pride.
I don't think there's any way that the Chargers aren't playing Rivers for 4 quarters, Ryan Matthews for 4 quarters, V-Jax for quarters. I think they're all
Gates
playing.
Would be the only guy that I might think about avoiding because he's been half hurt all year. I could easily see Antonio Gates. And I'm not even going on any kind of report on this. I don't trust guys like that in Week 17 games, personally, because I've seen it happen too many times where they don't play.
Mm-hmm.
That said, How do you feel about rolling in your championship week? I know you're not in any championships here in week 17, but if you were, Carson Palmer versus the Chargers, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I think he's a low end one. I know if memory serves me correctly, in the first game of the year, which was on our air on NFL Network, Palmer had an okay game.
He had a good game.
He wasn't bad at all. So
he had low attempts, but he had those long touchdowns to Denarius Moore.
Right. So, again, I think he's a low-end one, and you want to play guys, if you can, that you know are not going to be on the sidelines in the second half, and Carson Palmer clearly will not be on the sidelines on the second half because the Raiders need to win the game because they still have postseason aspirations.
Raiders running back situation. Darren McFadden, we talked about on the show today. Michael Bush,
yep.
Impending free agent. Michael Bush had a huge day against San Diego on air in their first meeting.
The fact that Michael Bush was the featured back for the Raiders, as long as he was, actually helped me win a championship because I didn't have to worry about a backfield committee. I had Bush and McFadden in two leagues together because I had to handcuff them. And the fact that I actually get a featured back out of those two for, what, 8-9 weeks, that helped me immensely because Darren McFadden was losing a little bit of goal line work to Michael Bush there. And with only one guy in that backfield, you knew unequivocally that he was going to be the guy and see the lion's share of the carries. And Elliott's right. Michael Bush signed a one-year contract to begin the season. Maybe the Raiders franchise him. I don't know. But if Michael Bush
great move by his
becomes,
agent.
Yes, if Michael Bush becomes a featured back somewhere in the NFL, he is going to be a first or second round pick in 12-team leagues, and there's not even a question about it.
Well, let me throw out what Matt Money Smith threw out to me on the set of NFL Fantasy Live on our network today, was that maybe the Falcons sign Michael Bush and have him be the new Michael Turner.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. Michael Turner is going to be on the top of my running back bust list for 2012 because he looks slow and beaten up right now. He really does. Luckily, I played against him in week 16 in a championship, and I won because he had been just terrible, and I think his value is clearly on the decline. We got some callers, Elliot. Let's take our first of the afternoon, Kaiser in Illinois.
Kaiser!
Hope you had a great holiday, my friend. What's up? Is Kaiser there? Kaiser must not be there.
Looks like Kaiser's gone.
What about... We got him. Okay. Kaiser, what's up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You can.
Hey, I'm in three leagues and three championships all this week.
Wow.
I got a line of questions for each. First is a non-PPR, and I need a running back, too, and I got Benson or Pierre Thomas.
Okay.
And next, I've got a non-PPR, and I got a wide receiver three, Crabtree or Demaryius Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, I think I'm overthinking stuff, like you said, with the week 17 people not playing and everything. But mm-hmm. I'm got Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, or Tim Tebow at quarterback. So I appreciate your advice.
Ryan's got a great matchup, but how do you not
like
play Cam Newton? How do you not play
him? You got to play Cam Newton.
How do you not play Cam Newton? I mean, at wide receiver, Crabtree's got a nice matchup.
He does.
But Demaryius Thomas has been pretty darn good the last 3-4 weeks. Last week he was just average.
Playing the Chiefs.
I'm going Demaryius Thomas.
You know, Demaryius Thomas has gotten a lot of targets on the back end here this season. I think the 49ers are going to run the football. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way you beat the Rams, mm-hmm. not that it takes much.
Yeah.
To beat the Rams, you could probably throw a clue board out there and beat the Rams. But I think I'd have to go with Demaryius Thomas.
And at running back, I hate the matchup, but Benson's the guy.
Yeah, well, because you don't know what kind of touches Pierre Thomas.
Exactly. I mean, it's got to be Benson. Not that I love the matchup, but I'm going to go Benson. We have one more. We actually have two more callers. Elise in Michigan. Elise, welcome to NFL Fantasy Live.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Elise?
I'm good. I need a big win. I've been in first every single week this whole season, and I can't lose the Super Bowl.
Okay, let's see if we can help you.
All right. I'm kind of concerned because of matchups. I have Steven Jackson, but last time I played him versus the Niners, he got me 2 points.
Yep.
No surprise there.
I'm thinking I have to sit him. Mm-hmm. I've got, I have LeSean McCoy, which really concerns me, but I also just picked up Khalil Bell, and I'm going to put him in the lineup. But what I'm concerned about is, do I play Sean Green? I have Beanie Wells. You know, I'm looking. So there's my question with
you. You actually have pretty good depth.
Yeah,
to be honest,
you do have good depth. Well, clearly, listen. I mean, Elliot and I, unfortunately, you know, we're not doctors and we certainly can't see into the future. But if LeSean McCoy is active, I don't know how you don't play him. So, I really don't. Right, if he's active, how do you not play him?
If you're not busy Sunday morning, you don't have other things to do like go to Big Lots or whatever, get on the computer and see if there's any kind of update on McCoy. And if you see that he's active or you're watching the pregame shows, you're watching NFL Network, watching the NFL Red Zone channel, and you see McCoy's going to play, you absolutely start McCoy. Let's pretend, though, that McCoy can't play.
Mm-hmm.
You got Sean Green.
Yep.
Beanie Wells.
Yep.
Beanie Wells is going up against Seattle. That's a home game for Arizona.
Yep.
Sean Green going up against Miami.
I hate that matchup.
I'd rather have Beanie Wells.
To me, it's
Bell, Wells or McCoy.
Bell and Wells if there's no McCoy. Because I don't like Steven Jackson. He had, what do you have, 3 fantasy points in standard leagues against the Niners? I know Marshawn Lynch had a great game against them last week, but he is in beast mode. This guy is on a tear that most running backs never see in their careers with this, what is it, a touchdown in 11 straight games and 13 touchdowns overall, whatever the case may be. It's a lot of scores, and I really think I would be hesitant, and I'm being sarcastic here at Mo. You've got to sit Steven Jackson.
Well, one other thing I'd like to say before we get to our next caller.
Yep.
Cedric Benson versus Pierre Thomas. I know Cedric Benson's matchup is bad, but you know that the Bengals have so much to play for. Mm-hmm. Pierre Thomas, he could have an injury that we don't even know about, and Sean Payton could be like, hey, I need to save him for the playoffs for my depth. I'm just going to roll with Ivory or whoever else and sit him. There's no way to divine that. Mm-hmm. This is a case where even though a guy has a bad matchup, don't worry about it. Play him because you know he has something to play for.
Yeah, that was for our previous caller. And at least another thing, too, check and see if Toby Gerhardt's on the waiver wire, too, just to ensure yourself there with some running back depth. Habib in Waterbury, Connecticut, which is where I went to high school, believe it or not. Huh. I went to high school in Holy Cross. Habib, how are you?
Good. How are you? You went to Holy Cross, Crusader?
I went to Holy Cross, man. I grew up in Watertown.
Wow, that's nuts. I live right on Bunker Hill.
I have family on Bunker Hill.
That's awesome.
Yep.
It's, I'm in a 2 week championship thing. I'm down by 40 points right now.
Okay.
Wow. I need a little bit of upside. It's a PPR. I need between Demaryius Thomas and Tony Gonzalez. What do you think, guys? And I don't have my radio on, so if you could just keep me on the line.
Sure. Tony Gonzalez has been good this year.
He has. Elliot. He's had a nice he made the Pro Bowl. Did you see that?
He Over has been Jason really Witten. Good this year, and look who they're playing. They're playing the Yucks. And we can now call them the Yucks again. They don't have the creamsicle jerseys anymore, but they are the Yucks now.
So would you take him over Demaryius Thomas? You're talking about putting a tight end.
Brandon Flowers against Demaryius Thomas?
I'm not saying I'm against it, but what are the chances that Atlanta runs against that
with
terrible
Michael Turner?
Terrible run defense for Tampa Bay.
Listen.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Who would you start?
If it were me, I would go Tony Gonzalez.
I think he's been the more consistent of the two players. It's close.
Then again, he's got to make up points. Actually, you know what? I hate to speak out of both sides of my mouth, but I'm about to.
Flip a coin?
If he were tied right now, mm-hmm. I would say take the guaranteed points with Tony Gonzalez. But he's down 40.
Yeah.
I actually say I'm going to change my mind. Play Demaryius Thomas because who has the better chance of getting you a 20-point fantasy game? Demaryius Thomas.
Tony Gonzalez
is not going to get you 140 yards receiving and a touchdown. Demaryius Thomas could bust off an 80-yard touchdown. And when you're down 40 points, you have to take some risks.
You sold me, Harrison.
I sold you.
Go to Demaryius Thomas. And we've got to go to a break, right?
We got to go to the fantasy fix. So without further ado, here's a fantasy fix.
If you ask Elliot Harrison and Michael Fabiano, 80s rock bands and fantasy football are a match made in heaven. You are listening to NFL Fantasy Live on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
I can't do this with a straight face when Fabs is videoing me playing drums to one of the greatest Van Halen songs of all time off of the debut album.
I got it. I got to post it on Twitter now if I had Wi-Fi in here.
Let me tell you right now, Van Halen 1, if you just need a straightforward rock album, you cannot beat that album. I mean, it hits you so, oh my Lord. Okay.
That's great, dude.
Running with the Devil, right off the top, then Eruption, You Really Got Me, Ain't Talking About Love, which is mm-hmm. one of Van Halen's best songs.
Yep.
You cannot stop that album. Janie's Crying, I think, is the 6th song on there.
Just can't wait.
So good.
Until these guys are out here in La La Land, rocking and rolling. I hope they go to Hollywood Bowl, man. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to the Forum. I went and saw Guns N' Roses at the Forum.
Not good. The venue is shot now.
Not a big fan of that venue. It reminded me too much of the ghosts of the 88 Western Conference playoffs when Sam Perkins couldn't make a short shot for me in my Mavs.
For those of you that don't know, Elliot is straight out of Texas and roots for the Cowboys, which we both root for the Cowboys.
Well, as much as you guys
the Rangers
make fun of
and
my
the Mavericks.
Accent, Jason Smith.
People
particular.
Tell me that I have an accent. They tell me I have an accent. Do I have an accent? I don't say
maybe a little bit.
Hendel, do I have an accent? I don't think I have an accent.
Hendel's got food in his mouth.
You know, he's always got food in his mouth, and he weighs like 100 pounds.
You know, what stinks about Hendel is ever since I started giving him a little bit of pub for his fantastic mini-truck mustache that he had, he started shaving it. But now it's come back after, you know, 6 weeks of growth.
At one point, before I even knew who Hendel was, he would just be the kid walking through the newsroom with the floppiest hair ever. I didn't know who he was, though.
He's one of those guys. He grows facial hair that looks like the Florida Everglades. It's like patches and a little bit of swamp marsh here. It's like something you see on the History Channel. Where they're...
Yeah, typical for you guys to talk about me while I'm eating. Can't respond.
You're always eating.
Let's get back to fam. We got to take some calls. But I want to hit you up with another game, just like we did the little Raiders-Chargers.
Okay.
All right. So if you're in the throes of Dallas Giants, who do you think are the most legit starts in that game?
There isn't a guy in that game that I would say I don't like a lot. I love Hakeem Nicks. I love Victor Cruz. I love Eli Manning. As long as Tony Romo's hand is okay, which it looks like he's going to be okay, I love Tony Romo.
You know who I love? Jason Witten.
The one caveat with the game is the weather. If the weather's bad, if it's windy and cold, then maybe you don't see as much production from the aerial attacks as you do from the ground game. Felix Jones is not supposed to be limited at all. And the last time the Cowboys played the Giants, Elliot, and for those who don't know, if you've been listening to us for a long time, Elliot has an unbelievable skill for remembering stuff in NFL games from God knows back to when, before you were even born. And you can always go to EH to try to find out info that you don't know that you need off the top of your head. Felix Jones in that game.
Oh, yeah.
The Giants.
He had a 90-yard screen pass that did it to the left flat. Felix caught it.
Just knows everything,
Felix caught it, and then he just, boom. You saw that gear, which is why they drafted him in the first place.
Yeah.
He showed that gear his rookie year against the Packers, and Lambeau took off on a 60-yard run. I like Witten in this game for multiple reasons. One is the weather that you address. If you can't get the ball vertically, where are you going? You're going to your tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Giants have had trouble with Jason Witten in the past. And Jason Witten did not make the Pro Bowl. I think he's going to be a little bit motivated, besides the fact that they're playing for a playoff spot.
Yep.
And I agree with you that Miles Austin has a great rapport with Tony Romo, but I still think Romo's favorite receiver in that lineup is number 82.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see a 7 or 8 catch game.
Again, weather's going to have a big effect on it, but all things being equal, you've got to like the matchups on both sides of the ball. Every time these two teams play, it seems like the scoreboard lights up like a Christmas tree.
I don't like Ahmad Bradshaw in this game so much. Cowboys run defense is decent, and you don't know how many carries he's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And if the weather's not bad, I don't see them giving him more than 12 carries. How do you feel about that?
I still think you
have to. Of course, you can't sit him because you
don't
know.
I think you have to play Bradshaw because of the fact that you know he's going to see a full complement.
And so many guys are hurt.
Yes.
And then there's other guys that have nothing to play for.
You want to take some more calls?
Yeah, let's take some more calls.
Let's go to Gene in Illinois. Gene, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Okay, hey, we're in the second week. I'm down 60 points in order to advance to the next round of playoffs here for our league. And at quarterback, I heard you guys talking. I got Eli Manning and Carson Palmer. I think I almost have to start Manning in this game.
Yep, I would.
But in my running backs, I got to choose 2 out of the 5. MJD, home to Indy. Ryan Matthews at Oakland. Ben, the law firm is home to Buffalo. Pierre Thomas at Carolina. And also, too, I just picked up I don't know if Brandon Sain, home to Detroit. I got to pick 2 out of those 5 running backs.
Can I make this easy for you?
Sure.
I quit writing after the third guy.
After Matt? Yeah. Well, You need to start three of these five?
Two.
I got two.
Oh, it's Jones, Drew, and Matthews, and enjoy the championship.
Exactly. MJD has been great against everybody this year. He's got a wonderful matchup. And Ryan Matthews, like Fab's referenced last segment, the Chargers are going to want to beat the Raiders big time.
Yep.
They're going to be motivated. They want to keep those guys out of the playoffs. They're tired of hearing how bad they suck.
Yes.
Great matchup. Play it with confidence.
And I don't know if you knew this or not, but Stephen Ridley has actually led the Patriots in carries in each of the last two games. The law firm, which we predicted in the preseason on NFL Fantasy Live, has been a bust for all intents and purposes. He's had a few good games, but it seems like the Patriots are grooming Stephen Ridley for a bigger role in the postseason.
Of course, we say that, and you know, Danny Woodhead's going to get 37 carries.
All we can do is tell people what we see, and that's what's been going on the last couple of weeks with the New England Patriots. In their backfield, Rick in Pennsylvania. Rick, what's up, brother?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you, boys?
Good. How are you?
Rick, did you have a Rick Springfield album in 1985?
I did. You knew it.
You did?
He did.
Damn it.
Wow.
Do you remember that really bad movie he did? He did a really bad movie in the mid-'80s, and I can't think of what it was. It was like Too Hard to Hold or something. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I do.
Anything that Rick Springfield did, I don't pay any attention.
I'm sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
All right. Listen, guys, I'm in my Super Bowl because I play into Week 17, so it's me and the guy I'm going against, obviously, has a great team. I need some definitive answers, some slash upside on my running backs. I'm strong with wide receiver, I think. But RB, it's a one-third PPR, and here's who I've got. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got C.J. Speller.
Yep.
Ryan Matthews, Willis McGahee, Khalil Bell, Kendall Hunter.
Kendall Hunter, I mean, he's the least attractive guy here.
You can't risk.
C.J. Speller and Matthews. And I like Khalil Bell. Khalil Bell has been fantastic over the last couple of weeks, but Spiller has been a fantasy monster. How do you bench him against the worst defense in the National Football League? And Matthews is playing against the Raiders. The Raiders have given up, the third or fourth most fantasy points to running back? I mean, they've been terrible against running backs this year. I like McGahee's matchup.
And they both get involved in the passing game.
I like McGahee's matchup, too, but I'm going CJ and I'm going Ryan Matthews, who, by the way, if you guys listen to me or read my stuff on NFL.com last year, I was all over Ryan Matthews.
Yeah.
1 year too soon. But better late than never.
And that's how I was with Khalil Bell. I was 1 week too soon.
Let's move on to Donald in Georgia. Donald, what's your question, my man?
I got to start three out of these five. I've got MJD, Khalil Bell, Toby Gerhart, CJ Spiller, and Frank Gore.
Man, he just goes right into it, huh? I mean,
I saw MJD, Khalil Bell, you said Gore.
Gerhart, Speller, and Gore.
Wow.
Did you say three out of five or two out of five?
Three. I'm sorry. Two is a running back and one is a flex.
One is a flex. Gotcha.
Maurice Jones-Drew, you have to play. Gore, in that matchup?
I mean, the Rams.
Against the Rams?
I think it's, to me,
it's Jones-Drew.
It's Jones-Drew, Speller, and Gore.
Yes, I agree. And I like Gerhart this week and I like Bell this week, but Jones-Drew has been phenomenal. And
how about the Rams? They gave up 226, 228 to Beanie.
To Beanie.
And 250
their
DeMarco
defense
Murray?
Is terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible, as Charles Barkley would say. Let's go to Jeremy in Texas, a fellow Texas. What would you be called?
Texan, Favs.
Is it a Texian?
No.
I know it's a Texan, Harrison. I'm just messing with you. Jeremy, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Jeremy, can I apologize in advance for anything, Fabs? I get hit all the time about being a redneck. Where in Texas are you from?
West Texas, Odessa, the oil field, baby.
You say it like I don't know where that is. You know, Odessa's not that small, man. What is it, like 100,000?
Yeah, something like that.
You know, we played Odessa Permian in high school football. At the height of their power, we got our butts handed to us, but I won't
even say the good Permian or the bad Permian. I played with Roy Williams at Permian.
Yeah,
wow.
This would have been 1989 or 90. That's definitely the good Permian. But what's your question, man?
I'm trying to shock my league. I'm actually 4-10 on the season and I'm in the championship.
Wow,
gosh.
They take everybody but the lowest team in each division to the championship, and I've unthrown the two highest seeds.
Congratulations.
Wow.
And I'm kind of down to I have Felix Jones, Gerhardt, Sproles, and Khalil Bell, and I have to start three of them.
Jones, Gerhardt, Khalil Bell, and Darren Sproles?
Yes.
And you got to start two of them.
Three of them.
Oh, three of them.
So you only bench one of those guys, right?
Boy, how much is Sproles going to play?
That's the thing that worries me. Because
I'd go,
Sproles has got a great matchup.
I'd go Felix, Gerhardt, and Bell, and not so that way you're not sitting there worried about whether or not they pull Sproles.
I agree. Listen, that's the thing about playing in Week 17 championships, man. You always run the risk of a team sitting their stars. And Darren Sproles has been such a huge part of the New Orleans Saints offense this year. I don't think Sean Payton wants to risk him getting hurt with a fluky injury in the second half of a game that doesn't mean anything.
So you think Jeremy should after he hangs up, he should call his commissioner and say no more Week 17?
I don't unless you play in a league where it's just total points, okay, then I can see why you play into Week 17 a little bit more. But when it's head-to-head, no. Week 16, enjoy Week 17 without the stress of trying to set your fantasy league. And then what you do is you sign up for NFL Fantasy Playoff Challenge.
Which you're going to get into.
You play that throughout the playoffs, and your fantasy fix is completely fed. You like how I said that? I'm trying to tweet out this picture, this video of you, and it won't work. I got no Wi-Fi.
Can we break?
We're at the NFL, Jason Smith, and we have no Wi-Fi.
Can I break?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. NFL Fantasy Live, Sirius 210, XM87. We're going to do some starts and sits, and we've got Fantasy Cantina coming up at the hour.
Yeah.
This is NFL Fantasy Live on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
NFL Fantasy Live, Sirius 210, XM87.
Harrison has switched from his air drums to his air guitar.
This song is amazing. Can you just keep it playing for just a minute? We could talk fantasy over it. Oh, God.
This is a great song.
Come on, man. This is a top song on Fair Warning. This and Unchained. Oh, dude, this is such a good tune. I hadn't heard this one in a long time.
I love Van Halen. Love Van Halen. I've loved it since I was 8 years old.
As much as you love fantasy football and your starts and sits column?
Yeah.
Wait, we have a caller before you can get into some starts.
Yeah, we got to get this last caller in before the cantina at the top of the hour. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you are on NFL Fantasy Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Hey, where's the unabashed Rangers fan?
Right here. Right here.
Let me throw some names at you. See how unabashed you are. Peter Cavilla. And Steve Buchel.
All right, Pete Incaviglia, rookie in 1986, hit 30 home runs, struck out 185 times, and then he hit 29 home runs the next year. But he was only with us for like 6 years. Then Steve Buchel, one of the greatest mullets, the greatest mullet in Rangers history. And Steve Buchel, the year we traded him to Pittsburgh, he played about 110 games for us in 1991. I think he committed two, maybe three errors the whole year, and we dealt him to Pittsburgh because we had a guy named Dean Palmer that was coming up through the minors.
See, you don't know what you're messing with when you talk to Elliot Harrison about this kind of thing, Chris. He's unfriggin' believable.
Am I right on Incaviglia's
numbers? In 1986, he had 30 homers. He batted
250,
right? Yeah. And he struck out, where the heck is his strikeouts
185 times, I guarantee.
He struck out 185 times. God darn it, Harrison. Like, honestly, like, you don't understand. Like, when I had talked to everybody in the last segment about how good Elliot is about this stuff, it is unfriggin' believable. Like, I can't remember what the hell I ate for supper yesterday, and Harrison can remember Pete Incaviglia's stats as a rookie in 1986.
Pete Incaviglia, if you're ever bored at home, look up his college statistics at Oklahoma State. It will blow your mind. It doesn't make any sense. It's greatest college baseball player of all time, probably.
So did Chris actually have a question,
Chris,
or did
you
just
question?
Want to try to
I
stump
have a question
you?
Actually, yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going into Week 17 Super Bowl, the second week in championship. I'm up by 54 points on my opponent.
Okay.
However, I got Matthew Stafford and Phillip Rivers as my quarterbacks. And I want to make sure that I keep the lead padded, but
this is easy.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy. Start Rivers. Because, you know, Stafford, I get it. He's got a better matchup probably. But Philip Rivers, you know, is going to play. He's going to play the whole game. If you've got a huge lead, you just need guaranteed points right now. You can't afford to have Matt Stafford put up a five spot.
Rivers actually has a better matchup, and you know he's going to play the whole game. Stafford is a guy that I can't see the Lions playing for a whole game. This guy has been great all year long, sans one or two games. But we all know that when you talk about Stafford, you talk about injuries. Why would Schwartz keep him on the field in a meaningless game for more than maybe a quarter or two?
Was that Chris's last question? I think it was.
I think it was. And we got another caller here, Quinn from Louisville, before the break. Quinn, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question about some receivers.
Okay.
I got four guys here. I need you to pick three of them for me.
Go for it.
I got Roddy White, Jeremy Maclin, Demaryius Thomas, and Santonio Holmes.
The guy that I'm benching out of that four, Santonio Holmes has been so hit and miss.
See you later.
Santonio Holmes, and listen, Maclin has not been great either. I think I'm benching Maclin.
You're benching Maclin.
I'm benching,
huh?
Maclin.
I'm benching Holmes.
I'm benching
Maclin. That doesn't help much when we don't agree on the radio. It's great for TV. We get a little dissension, but then we don't give our caller. So I'll go ahead and defer to you, and I'll bench Maclin. But
okay.
I hate that.
Okay. I think Santonio Holmes can give you 40 and a touchdown.
We got Jason Smith from NFL Network Fantasy Live coming on.
Yep.
Fantasy Cantina coming up in a couple minutes. Sirius 210 XM87 NFL Fantasy Live.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.